Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sanyavadi Pashtatya Deshatarine. Well, I don't know what I can say after this talk by Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He seems to have pretty much said everything. Talking about separation, there's a great contradiction in the separation from Srila Prabhupada, because in the separation from Srila Prabhupada, I actually feel closer to Prabhupada than I did when he was physically here. If some of you may have heard my talk last night about how we used to argue with him and didn't believe what he said and so on. And as I worship him more with awe and reverence, I feel somehow more familiar with him, but not in the same kind of a familiarity. Right? I personally saw how Prabhupada started out with raw material. We were just a bunch of hippies on the Lower East Side. You know, we put aside our drugs and our illicit sex to come and hear Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was so determined that you could not make him compromise at all. We thought that this was something wrong with Prabhupada, actually, because he would never compromise. He wasn't what we thought a liberal should be. You know, everything's okay. Do whatever you like. But Prabhupada would never compromise. Prabhupada would say, it is this way, and that's it. It is this way, it is no other way. But Prabhupada knew that regardless of what these hippie disciples thought, he could only present the absolute truth and nothing else. And all of his life, Prabhupada presented only the absolute truth and nothing else. People criticized him. Newspaper articles criticized him, laughed at him, magazine articles, and so on. But Prabhupada knew that the only way in life is to preach the absolute truth without any compromise, without backing down in any way. And because of that, we have this ISKCON movement that is carrying on his mission. ISKCON just started out as a name. Prabhupada asked us, what do we think of ISKCON? He asked the devotees. Although Prabhupada was the most elevated soul, he would always consult with his new disciples. And in that way, he also set an example that no matter how elevated we may be or imagine ourselves to be, we should always consult with our disciples, with others, even if they're disciples or new devotees or whatever, old devotees. The spirit of teamwork. Prabhupada said before he left, that you will show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another. And so some of the disciples have taken this to heart, to work cooperatively. I was talking with some of the disciples who have left ISKCON and joined the ashram of a Swami in India. And what will they do when he leaves? They will splinter. Everyone will open up his own ashram. And what will they accomplish? I will open up my own ashram. I may have 10 disciples. And he will open up his ashram. Maybe he'll have 20 disciples. And what will you accomplish? All together, all of these people, there may be get a few hundred people. But Prabhupada, one man, by his order to cooperate together, has enabled us to continue this mission with thousands of people. And it's only the beginning, right? Because soon there will be the beautiful Adbhuta Mandir, the wonderful temple predicted by Lord Nityananda, where love of God will flow out from Mayapur all over the world, right? And this is by Prabhupada's order to work together, to cooperate with each other. So I don't know really what else I can say after Radhana Swami said so much. Normally at this point I ask for questions, but I don't know if anybody's going to have any questions today. But we gather here. Today's a special day to remember Prabhupada. Every day is a special day to remember Prabhupada. But today is an extra special day to remember Prabhupada, to remember the pain that we felt when he left this world, and yet to feel closer to him as we work together in separation to carry on his mission. So I thank all of you for coming, because you're all here to carry on the mission of Srila Prabhupada. I thank you. I'll turn it over to the next speaker. Thank you very much.